Let's do a little keeper cut. Dustin DeHart's in from Nova Home Loans. We talk a little fantasy football every Tuesday. Brian Hill, Atlanta Falcons running back. Keeper cut. What do you do? What's going on with the Falcons backfield?
Yeah, I was expecting big things from him last week. And then I think a rookie running back scored the touchdown. I mean, I give him one more week. What do you think, Adam? I have no choice but to keep him.
I was so infuriated.
You already cut him?
I can't even do it. No, I've still got him. I mean, it's Tuesday, so yeah. I just can't. Like, it was a big opportunity. He had a real chance to shine.
Yeah.
They really didn't seem to trust him that much. I mean, they gave him the ball, but it didn't really work. I don't know that I could do it again just because I put so much stock in him last week. Those are the kind of times that I probably am not patient enough, but
yeah, and he'll score three touchdowns next this week, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Marlon Mack, now injured, but could be back in time for the playoffs, and he's a top 10 running back when healthy.
Yeah, I'd keep him.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep him. You have to hope that he's back if you have him. And
yeah, who's his backup, though? I mean, it's like three guys, right? Like, who do you think leads the pack there?
Jonathan Williams, for sure.
That's
good. It was a good breakout last week.
Jonathan Williams has a ton of talent.
They put him
out there. They put him an opportunity. He was with Buffalo for a while. He's a guy that has shown ability for sure. He's going to be the early down guy in this lineup, so I think they rely on the run quite a bit, and he can catch the ball too, so I think he's going to be the guy. 46% of the snaps, it looks like, that he got last week, and I think with the production that he had, which was unbelievable.
Yeah, I figure that was half the game, right?
Yeah, they're gonna use him a little more this week that they know that they can trust him.
Adam knows a lot, but I don't know that he knows everyone's snap count week to week. Where are you getting this from?
Well, we talked about this last week. It's really important to know snap counts. Because the biggest ability anybody has in fantasy is opportunity. So you want guys that are going to be out there. And if you go, we said last week, just Google snap counts and whatever team you want to look for. But I did do a little bit more looking into it. And Football Guys has a really good snap count tool where it just shows snap count every week from every player at every position and kind of tracks through if they've been playing more snaps, less snaps. And that's how you figure it out. So I highly recommend knowing snap counts of players and looking into snap counts of players before you start making transactions. And in this case, as we said, Jonathan Williams got 46% of the snaps, did a lot with those snaps, so I would imagine that that number goes up significantly.
Lions running back situation. Boy, all that excitement about Ty Johnson, huh? And he's rolled up a whole 159 yards.
Yeah, that's not good. And I was liking Ty Johnson a lot. Off of him, and it looks like it's Bo Scarborough
now, right? Where did this guy come from?
I don't know. Yeah, I know,
like,
McKissick, he had a workout with the Raiders a few weeks ago, right? And they didn't bring him in. I think that was maybe a favor to Josh Jacobs, college teammate and friend of Bo Scarborough, to bring him in. Yeah. But in this case, the Lions got him, and he was productive.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah,
he's a Bama guy, and he's actually so big, he probably looks at Derrick Henry, and he's like, hey, little guy.
Hey, tiny.
But he's gigantic. Now, I don't know if that's going to mean. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. He looks like he's 6'4", 250 pounds. Yeah. He's a monster. But is he going to be productive?
I don't know.
As you said, the biggest thing is opportunity.
Yeah, and I don't know, but everybody has known for a long time, fantasy players know to avoid the New England backfield. Looks like Matt Patricia has brought that with him. So,
what do the beat writers say, Adam?
Yeah, get on it.
They're clueless on this one because, like I said, I think this is a New England situation. I think this is Patricia doing what he learned from Belichick, and it's who knows who's going to do what every week. Just it's more important to stay unpredictable than to go with whoever is the best guy necessarily. That seems to be what he's doing.
Dustin, done.
Oh, I see it. The Red Zone Channel, I forgot the host, but when he scored, he said, finally, Bo Scarborough is getting a chance in the NFL. So apparently, you know something we know.
Maybe a little Siciliano-ish, maybe.
Siciliano.
He stashed him away at the beginning of the fantasy football season. Yeah.